is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I just said one of the most old man things that I think I've ever said. I have a late day today where I'm going to be, you know, doing various things where after the show and all of that stuff. And I said, man, if I would have been thinking, I wouldn't have worn these brand new shoes today when I know I'm going to be out for a long time because they need to be broken in and they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That is old.
Yeah. And then you would think, though, if somebody says that, you're picturing like these hard-soled dress shoes, like wingtips or something like that. Yeah. And they're not. They're leather tennis shoes kind of thing.
They're stylish sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But man, they're killing me. These old dogs are barking.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So TJ's on a weight loss journey. It's a journey.
Yeah. It's my truth, my lived experience, my journey.
Would you call it a weight loss journey?
Hell no.
You're just trying to lose some weight.
Yeah.
Trying to slim down a little bit.
Trying to make it dramatic.
There's a woman, I think her name is Jen. She wrote an article, and she just recently lost 50 pounds. And her article that she posted, it's titled, "I Resent How Relieved People Are With My Weight Loss." And what she points out is that her whole life, she said the first time she noticed she was overweight was when she was 8 years old, and a woman said, "Oh, I feel so bad for her having to hang out with skinny friends." And she said, "Oh, that made me first realize that I wasn't like the others." Mm-hmm. And she said, now that she's lost weight, the first thing that people say is, "Oh my gosh, you look so amazing. Oh my gosh, you look so good. You're so much thinner. You're half your size." And she goes, "You only like the new me. Why don't you like the old me?" And now she's saying, "I miss the old version because no one even cared about me then. And is all my value tied up in my weight?" Now, 50, 60 pounds, that's a lot of weight. That's an impressive thing. But I wouldn't look at somebody that lost 50 pounds and go, "Oh my gosh, you're a totally different person." I don't think.
No.
But who cares? That is somebody who is just desperately searching to find a treasure of victimhood.
Is that what's happening?
She's got a victim treasure map that she's following, trying to get on it again.
Sounds like it.
Like, you didn't like it when people said you were fat. You lost the weight. You worked hard. You got it done. Now you don't like it when people tell you you look great.
Right.
You're just looking, you know, to have some sort of, because in today's society, far too often, being a victim is way too valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's like, "Oh, nobody's even going to pay attention to me now that, you know, I'm not a victim. I don't have a grievance."
Well, she said, "What happens if I put this weight back on? Are they going to go back to hating me?" But she
hated you because of that.
Yeah.
She ends it with a pretty profound statement. She said, "Everyone loves the visitor, but it seems no one really loved the woman from before."
Oh, God.
Please.
No.
So you take don't back what you said about being dramatic and stuff.
Take it back.
Everyone loves the visitor, but it seems no one really loved the woman from before. That's got to be, if you really believe that, that's got to be heartbreaking. You don't think she believes that?
She just needs something.
If she believes it, it's because she is crazy.
Mm-hmm. She needs some mental help.
Just,
yeah.
She's, you know. She's got some narcissistic tendencies, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's too self-absorbed. Mm-hmm. What about me? What about me? What about fat me? What about skinny me? What about good-looking me? What about ugly me?
Yeah.
That's why people don't like her. That's her attitude, not her weight.
Preach.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
We're less than a month away from the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. It's the second longest sporting event in the United States, second only to the Kentucky Derby. This is the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the most prestigious dog show in the world. And you can get your hotel rooms right now in the area, $250 a night. But here's where they get you. They do add a pet fee to all the rooms. And the pet fee is $150 to $200.
Wow.
Pretty smart.
Wow, because they know you're going to have it.
Everybody's coming with a dog.
Genius.
Let's make that. I don't know that they've artificially raised those prices, but the dog fee is almost as much as the actual hotel room for the night.
That's so really smart.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Well, some people took to the Reddit to discuss modern trends that they will regret in 10 years. So how do you know you're going to regret? If you know you're going to regret something later, why do it? Why follow a trend?
Yeah,
I don't get that. So they said putting their lives, whole lives on the internet, you know, that sort of thing. Bullying teachers out of the profession. Is that a modern trend?
You know what my favorite thing is right now? Bullying teachers.
I know I'm going to regret this whenever I'm older, 10 years or so.
But jeez.
Right now I'm loving it.
Yeah, we're all doing it. It's the cool thing.
Yeah. Getting advice from TikTok influencers instead of actual experts.
That's probably spot on.
Mm-hmm. Here's one for you, Lindsay. Cosmetic procedures and surgeries.
Mm. Yeah.
Specifically, some kind of a fat removal process.
I don't think I'm ever going to regret that.
Yeah, because you did have do you remember how fat her neck was, Regan?
Her neck? You got a fat neck?
We're going fat neck.
No, the back of it.
Oh, the back.
She had that pack of hot dogs in the back of her neck.
Oh.
Man.
Ew.
Thank God they sucked that out of there.
Yeah. Mm.
Face tattoos is another one. Giving their children unfettered access to technology.
Yeah.
Parents allowing children to run the show.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But a trend? Mm. Not really a trend. When you say trends, I'm thinking like, I don't know.
Owling or.
Yeah.
What was that?
Teapotting.
Teapotting, yeah.
T-bowing.
Giving kids really terrible names. And I got a couple of examples here. Moon, Brooks, and Riley.
That makes sense. You know, Moon.
Brooks and Riley are Lindsay's children's names. People letting go of their privacy, sending their DNA into a random company. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's like the most popular Christmas gift every year. Mm-hmm. 23andMe. It's like, who are you sending that swab to? You don't even know.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people said having OnlyFans.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
yeah, that's
becoming an online prostitute.
Yeah.
Did a little porn.
You know what? I regret this trend. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah. But
what? I do regret it. It's like, you know, you're not talking about wearing bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're talking about being an online sex peddler.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Well, this is a rarity, but I'm actually cold in the studio right now.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, I'm never cold in here. Everybody complains because it is too cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm cold, and it reminded me, Lindsay, do you know that if a guy says he's cold, Riggins says that's feminine sounding?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can, because Kyle, my husband, says it a lot, and I'm like, you baby.
You shouldn't, guys shouldn't up, be cold.
Takes it up another level when he says, my feet are freezing.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's like some people are weak. Right? You're cold?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're cold.
You're cold. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the same philosophy for men who don't like spicy food or can't eat anything spicy.
Yeah.
I see that.
It is the same thing.
I can't eat nothing spicy. I'm too cold.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So there's a private cruise company called Bliss Cruise, and they took out a Royal Caribbean cruise liner. It's called the Symphony of the Seas. You've probably seen it. It's this huge ship. But the cruise was intended for only swingers.
Oh.
6,700 swingers on a cruise ship.
Dang.
And one couple documents their experience on social media. and TikTok, and they take you through what it's like at the pool area and the bar area and the casino and the lounge. And it is everything you think it would be. People have pineapples taped to their door upside down, and little cute swinger sayings like life is better upside down. Yep. And it's got the pineapple upside down, you know. So they said it was a great time, but obviously adults only. And it was just swingers on board.
Well, their next cruise needs to be aboard the USS Shame.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Think about how filthy it
That's
is.
That's what I'm saying. Royal Caribbean is a stand-up company. The Symphony of the Seas is a very nice cruise ship. I wouldn't allow whatever's going on on my cruise. I'm going to find another cruise. I guess it's very lucrative for them. But.
And do you want to take a cruise on that same cruise ship after these people have left?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, absolutely not.
Not enough Clorox in the world to get rid of that.
No.
All right, Riggins, here's the question for you. You got to take one themed cruise.
Okay.
It's either the Swingers Cruise or that Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
The Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
You taking that one?
100%.
Yeah, me too, because there'd be a lot of ladies on there
that I could
hook up with.
You probably have your pick of the litter.
And I wouldn't have to share nobody.
Right.
Yeah, and at least there's a chance that some of them are going to be hot. You know that 6,700 swingers on a cruise ship, not going to be hot.
No, and they stank, and we're not going to.
Mm-hmm. It's much more raunchy than the Sister Hazel cruise that I know goes out every year.
Yeah, oh God.
For the band's biggest fans, or the Nickelback cruise, or whoever they're doing now.
I think Sister Hazel still does that.
I think they do. I'd rather go on the Sister Hazel cruise and the Lifetime cruise than that one.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins overtime.
TJ, I don't know if you're allowed to eat Cheez-Its on your new health regimen.
No.
Weight loss journey.
No, 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 not on my journey.
Oh. Cheez-Its are not Bobby approved, as you call it.
No. But I mean, I can have cheatness on a day or so.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You can have cheese. Well, I don't mean to tempt you, but Cheez-Its has two new flavors, both pizza flavors. One is pesto and mozzarella, and the other is the Cheez-Its snapped, which are like the chips, and those come in margarita pizza flavor. So they're really going a little bougie.
Yeah.
Pesto and margarita pizza.
Mm-hmm.
A little snobby, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
And they're importing them right out of Italy, Rome or Italy one.
Them Italians, they know how to make a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Bon appetit.
They invented them, you know.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.